Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Clause. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Bobby Clause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Klaus moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus scores. McMillan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Kurt Simmons. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Brock reaches second base with a double. McCarver scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Klaus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Nelson Briles now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bucek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Jerry Bucek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCarver moves to third. Jerry Bucek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucek is 0 for 1 in the game. Bucek hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Nelson Briles. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarver scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Larry Miller now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Maxville moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Maxville moves to third. Francona moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Jerry Buchek now playing third base. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Bobby Klaus. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Skinner moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Groat reaches second base with a double. Skinner scores. Brock goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood bunts towards the mound. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to third. 1 out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro fires to third and they've got Groat trapped. The throw back to Canizaro who tags Groat for the out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. White reaches second base with a double. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Don Dennis now pitching. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Johnny Lewis pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Swoboda moves to second. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Lewis now playing center field. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-3 in the game. Butchek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Woods Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods Hick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.